From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The British government moves to limit fallout from the Brexit vote. British Finance Minister George Osborne said Monday the British economy is fundamentally strong and that Britain remains open for business.
There will be an adjustment in the months ahead, but I think we are well placed to meet that adjustment. And our message to businesses, large and small, is very simple. Britain is open for business.
In his first address to Parliament since the Brexit vote, Prime Minister David Cameron said work now begins to implement the voters' decision.
But I am clear, and the Cabinet agreed this morning, that the decision must be accepted and the process of implementing the decision in the best possible way must now begin.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in London Monday after a stop in Brussels, where he cautioned the European Union against angry, vengeful behavior against Britain.
So I think it is absolutely essential that we stay focused on how, in this transitional period, nobody loses their head, nobody goes off half-cocked, people don't start ginning up, scatterbrained or revengeful premises.
John Kerry. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that states do not have the right to impose what it called undue burdens on abortion facilities, thus limiting the ability of women to get abortions. The court ruled 5-3 to overturn a law in Texas that required abortion doctors to have patient-admitting privileges at hospitals near their facilities and that their clinics be equipped with costly hospital-grade equipment. In another case, the court refused to loosen federal restrictions that prevent people with domestic assault convictions from owning guns. The 6-2 ruling was a victory for gun control advocates. This is VOA News. The Israeli and Turkish prime ministers have announced the restoration of full diplomatic relations. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced the countries will restore their ambassadors as soon as possible. The re-establishment of full diplomatic relations follows more than a year of secret negotiations. Relations collapsed when Israeli commandos killed 10 Turkish activists who tried to sail to Gaza, which was under naval blockade in 2010. Under the deal, Yildirim said Israel will pay families of the dead activists $20 million in compensation. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Kremlin says Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Monday apologized to Russian leader Vladimir Putin for shooting down a Russian military jet last year. The pilot of the plane was killed. A spokesman says Mr. Erdogan said he wants to restore friendly relations between Turkey and Russia. Russian political analyst Vladimir Frolov says this shows Mr. Putin's response to the event was correct.
It obviously works great for President Putin. It shows that he was right in taking a very firm stand, in acting very toughly against Turkey, imposing sanctions. So it kind of vindicates his policy.
After Turkey shot down the Russian plane, the Kremlin responded by imposing trade restrictions on Turkey, including freezing work on a pipeline to ship Russian gas to Europe via Turkey and advising Russians to avoid Turkish resorts. Spain's acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says since his People's Party won most of votes in the repeat parliamentary election Sunday, it has won the right to govern. The PP won 137 seats, 14 more than the last election, but still short of the 176 needed for an absolute majority in Parliament. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama visited a leadership camp for girls in Liberia Monday, part of an effort to promote girls' education in Africa. The First Lady met with young women at a Peace Corps-sponsored project in Kakata after receiving a red carpet welcome in Liberia's capital. Earlier in the day, Michelle Obama met with Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the first elected woman head of state in Africa. Hundreds of high school students marched in Cairo calling for the resignation of the education minister. The protests followed the arrest of several officials on charges of leaking cheat sheets for national exams on Facebook. While mostly a peaceful event, some students were detained late in the day after throwing bricks and bottles at police. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.